Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Cincinnati 3 of 9 on third down. They have 3rd and 10 here. Joe Burrow at his own 34-yard line. Burrow takes the shotgun snap, pressured up the middle, and they're going to grab him and pull him down. As Mike Dannon and Tershawn Moore, now the ball's out. They say this is live. It's picked up by Shamari Connor. He goes to the 10-5. Touchdown, Kansas City.
All the small things seem to add up at times in football games, and that was a more massive turnover than I think Cincinnati fans that are crying this morning over a loss and a pass interference call. I think that little fumble was a little bit more of a momentum swing than they think.
Yeah, you don't fumble that football there and have a scoop and score, you probably end up winning that game. It's like blaming the referees is when you have nothing left in the tank. Mm-hmm. And that's where Bengal fans are. Some of the worst fans I've ever been around yesterday. I'm glad we beat their ass. I'm glad they're gone. But when you're reaching into your bag of tricks, mm-hmm, and you're coming up with a pass interference penalty and the Chiefs are getting the benefit of the doubt from the referees, you're just really a sore loser. That's when you get to that point of, we've got nothing else. We've literally tried everything in this game, right? Eliminated Travis Kelce. Patrick Mahomes threw 2 interceptions, right? Didn't have the best game from an offensive standpoint. We shut them down, and we still found a way to lose this football game, and we want to sit here and, well, I guess we'll just blame the refs because we've got nothing left to blame, when that was as clear a day, a pass interference penalty, I think I've ever seen in the NFL, and even Gene Steratore said so.
Just early contact, guys, just playing through the back, early contact, and he doesn't get his feet set enough to get vertical before he gets through the receiver's back. You can see him attempting to, but that's early contact, and it is a catchable ball.
So there it is. Really? Hey, that's in a former official going, yep, they got it right. That is a pass interference penalty. So when you start blaming these referees, man, that means you got nothing left.
I wonder if Drew Nixon's going to come in with blonde hair today.
I hope so.
He would have had a new... known somebody, or he had to have the kit ready to go because game got over about 6:30 last night.
About 6:30 last night. Yeah, he probably didn't get it done last night, but he better have it done today at some point.
We'll get into the script here in a little bit. Because you kind of nailed it with one take. I was completely wrong with the script.
That's even better, though. Yeah. You're like, the self-deprecation is the best.
Couldn't have been.
Well, you'll listen to it. You're a little more right than you think. You'll listen. You'll listen back.
All right.
Maybe I don't have to be so self-deprecating, but either way.
It's better that way, though, right? It's fun to make fun of yourself.
Yeah, it's pretty
fun. I thought of this because every Monday I personally have to meet with the boss. I have to do that today. And I just bring up random questions all the time. So I brought it up again on Twitter yesterday, and I asked you guys as well, what were you doing at 12 o'clock yesterday if you have the luxuriousness of having two TVs? Did you have the Royals on and Red Zone below it, or was TV one Red Zone and Royals on, or did you even have the Royals on yesterday? Because they are doing quite well. They went 2 out of 3 against Pittsburgh this weekend. We'll have Vern on in about 25 minutes. But interesting enough, I had Red Zone on the TV and I had Royals on my phone.
You did.
I did. Yeah. I'm 100%. I'm always honest. I preach honesty. I had the Royals on my phone and I had Red Zone on my TV.
Yeah. Well, I was at the game, so I didn't have that option. But quite honestly, the Royals weren't on my mind this weekend. Really? And it was all football for me this weekend. And a little bit on Friday night, we were out to dinner Friday night. Shout out Talk of the Town. And they had the game on and people were cheering and we're excited about that. But I think everybody's just ready for the playoffs to get here, right? Like, right, we're done with the regular season. This is a side regular season is too long in every sport but the NFL. I think people are just ready for the playoffs. Like, we know we're in. Let's go. Let's get to the postseason. Playing the Pirates this weekend. Not exactly a marquee series. No Paul Skeens. But this week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, these three games coming up are pretty damn big games, you know, against the Tigers. You're on the road. So you want to take care of business, finish off Detroit and whatnot. But I think baseball guys during the football season just gets blatantly lost on the weekends. It really does. I mean, this it shows you how much football dominates our landscape and how many people love the NFL or love college football that they're willing to forego everything, even a playoff baseball team to jones off of football.
Text line for the 913. I'm going to be completely honest. I forgot the Royals are playing. I'm a big baseball fan, but Chiefs in all capital letters.
Yeah.
I mean, again, I'm not like
10 years ago. This was not the case though. We were all in. I remember watching Royals games in the press box during Chiefs games in 14 and 15.
Yeah. And I mean, I think, look, I'm not mad if you didn't watch the Royals, but I looked at this series like you should take 2 out of 3 versus Pittsburgh because Friday night I watched the game. It was just a murder fest of a baseball game.
That was a fun one, man.
Saturday afternoon, they played early. We had it on the TV, and then we had Mizzou on the other TV against Boston College. And then Sunday, it was like, sorry, dedicated towards Red Zone.
Yeah, it's NFL time. And that's okay because I was talking to somebody last night actually about this, about like where we are as a landscape, and this kind of conversation came up. And my friend said to me, he goes, I just think we've just grown up and matured as a sports town. And while John Sherman wants to see a wild card team, I think fans now in Kansas City, for better or for worse, we just expect more than a wild card team. Like, I know the reality and the norm is that when you make the playoffs, you don't make the Super Bowl and World Series every year. But for whatever reason, the two teams that we have in Kansas City in that parking lot, when they make it to the postseason, it seems like they either go to the Super Bowl or go to the World Series every time. And so I think that's kind of become the expectation. 10 years ago, we hadn't experienced anything, right? We had no playoff experience in our lifetime for our generation. And so the Royals making it in 14 was very new, very exciting. It was the first time. We all loved that up. Now I think we look at it and go, all right, they're in the playoffs. Call me when October starts, and I'll be there, and I'll be ready to go. But I just the regular season, I'm over with, and then Patrick Mahomes is throwing the football around to Rashi Rice and guys like that. You know, people are excited.
Royals at home against Detroit for the next three. Okay. And then Minnesota and Cleveland also get to play each other this week. But we can get to the script to see if we are right or wrong. Is that where we want to go next? Or we can do that on the other side. No big deal. Max says we can do it now. So we'll do it now. We'll get to Bob's take first. All right, this is Bob on Friday about the script.
Here's what's going to happen. The first Bengals drive will be very good and will end with a touchdown. Chiefs will play angry and they'll get Worthy involved early and they'll get him involved often. You can kind of see that taking shape right now. Cam Taylor-Britt talking smack that Worthy only runs fast straight ahead. He doesn't do much else. You can start to sense what's going to be on display on Sunday afternoon. Xavier Worthy early and often. Cincinnati will be within a score at halftime, but the Chiefs, as they always do, will receive the kickoff, and their first drive at the end of halftime will end in a touchdown. Chris Jones will get a late, and that will open a 2-possession lead for the Chiefs at that point in time. Chris Jones will get a late game sack. Trent McDuffie gets his first interception of the season because he will be basically shutting down Ja'Marr Chase all game long. Frustration will set in. A ball will be underthrown with the limp wrist of Joe Burrow to Ja'Marr Chase, and Trent McDuffie will pick it off and seal the game. The Chiefs will go on to win this thing 31-17.
So, a tad off.
Yeah.
And then let's let the people know how wrong I was, Mac. I think the Chiefs sacked Joe Burrow 5 times. I said from the beginning of this week, and I'll explain to every nugget. I said from the beginning of this week, my two players that I'm watching are Karlaftis and Chris Jones. Another guy that's going to be great this week is Isaiah Pacheco. I think he runs for 90-plus.
Okay. He did. Got it.
I don't think Joe Burrow finishes this game.
Oh, I like that
I
thought.
I think 5 sacks.
They bench him early, huh?
No, I think 5 sacks and a little bit of pressure on him and that wrist not being fully healthy. And Joe Burrow in a big game against Kansas City Chiefs used to be big. I don't think he finishes this game. I think Chase gets a big penalty late in the game, whether it's a taunting penalty, whether it is a flagrant foul, like they call in basketball, where it's, you know, a personal foul against Ja'Marr Chase, whether it's shoving, whether it's, you know, some sort of frustration of a penalty that's going to happen. And I do think there's going to be a play. We haven't seen it yet. We've only seen 1 week of it where Xavier Worthy breaks out the top of the defense, catches one, whether it's against Britt or not. And I think the Chiefs will win 31-10.
Hey, man, yeah, you got Xavier Worthy wrong. You got Ja'Marr right. Nailed that. Got Pacheco right. Yep. Hey, look at you.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever.
Of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.